once again back here way out in the garage. And I'm your host, Chaz Adams, alter ego of Uncle Charlie. We're here to celebrate the musical equivalent to B-movies. If you are a sound purist, this may not be for you. We mine the vast spectrum of the genre, which is often grungy and with some attitude, or occasionally poetic and flowery, and just not too polished and professional. We don't worry so much about the quality of the records here in the garage, as the sound. It's more about the feel of the music. Side.
Night descends, all minds they bend.
that was a little thing from a group called The Vegetables, spelled V-E-J-T-A-B-L-E-S. And the first song was Feel the Music, and the other side was Shadows, featuring Richard Fortunato, as the earlier version of the band featured Jan Ashton, and she left to become a member of the Mojo Men, and went from, so this band went from folk rock to more garagey sounds, a little psychedelia. January 67, Uptown Records, right here on Way Out in the Garage. Now we will play a song that has been said to say this is proof that a garage band can turn any song into Louie Louie.
Living just like you should.
The Fabulous Four and song Rotten Rats, where they took a riff based off of Beethoven's Fifth, and before that we had the Soup Greens making Like a Rolling Stone into a garage band song, like Louie Louie, the Brooklyn band on Golden Row Records. It was also out in Canada and the UK. Yeah, and there was a slightly more commercial-sounding A-side on that one. And the Rotten Rats song by the Fabulous Four, they were a Stockholm, Sweden band formed on New Year's Eve in 1964, and that was an album cut from 1966. And now I will follow through with the thing that I promised, which was it's about the time to celebrate 60 years ago when our local phenoms, the Rob Roys, put their first record out, and it was probably on the charts at this time, but the problem I had was trying to locate to see when it was on the charts, and some of my resources were not available to me, so anyway, but I think it was probably sometime in very early 66. The record, I think, was recorded in 65, and the following are the band members back in 1966, given to me by Dan Smith, the bass player. It was Bill Mullen on vocals, Dan Mays on guitar, John Blackman on guitar, Dan Smith on bass, Mark Poznanovic on keys, and Ken Strout on drums. Unfortunately, I've heard that Mark has passed away, and these were a combination of Montgomery and Santa Rosa High School students, and they put a record out on, yes, I can look right on the turntable, on Accent Records. There's a connection with Accent Records. My friend Robert Estes, the local historian and music historian, has a whole thing on Facebook about Accent Records. So I will attempt to play this on my own 45 record, which I hunted for a long time because I loved the song way back in the day when it played on KPLS and KSRO, and apparently it was also a hit in New Zealand, and or it was played in New Zealand, and also yes, it was. Yeah, it was played somewhere else. Oh, my gosh. I thought I had it in my notes, and I don't see it. Yes, well, when you get to a certain age. Anyway, Chaz is the same darn age as Charlie. Okay, New Zealand and Italy. That's where it was. Okay, I just looking at the wrong place here. It's kind of dark out here in the garage, you know, these lights are not real good. And so we will play, someone, by the way, posted once and said that this was a million seller. I'm sorry, but there's no way, but it did sell locally, I'm sure. And I will try to play it from my actual vinyl or plastic, and may have scratches and all, but this is Roses Are Red by Santa Rosa's own, the Rob Roys.
Roses are red, my love.
so Chaz needs a little help with queuing records, I suppose. I don't do as good as my old buddy Les Thompson on KPLS. Yeah, well, anyway, you're listening to Way Out in the Garage, and we just played Santa Rosa's Own, the Rob Roys. Here, let's play this while I flip the record over, because I want to play the other side and let you hear that, too.
Cows Radio thanks Cloverdale Connect for their support. Cloverdale Connect delivers their free paper every month to homes, businesses, and post office boxes in the greater Cloverdale area. They're also available online at CloverdaleConnect.com.
Cows thanks Rick Shubb at locally owned and operated Shubb Capos. Shubb has been providing musicians around the world with industry standard capos since 1974. You can find out more about this venerable Sonoma County company on their website, which is Shubb, Shubb.com.
Okay, well, now I will play the other side of the record by the Rob Roys, and there's an interesting story behind that, too, that I have discovered. It's an instrumental song called Judge Me Not, and it's not real garagey, but it's more of the surf vein, and they were the Malibus before they were the Rob Roys, so maybe it relates to that. Anyway, this is Judge Me Not by the Rob Roys. Oh, what a revolting development. I guess it wasn't cued properly. Hang on, folks. That's the flip side of Roses Are Red. They had another single that came out later in 1966, and it's called Do You Girl, and I'm not sure if I remember the flip side, but that one I don't have a copy of, because you got to pay like $300+ to get a copy of that, because it has been comped on garage band albums and such, and so it's a more known song. Anyway, those garage band original records can be worth a lot of money. So, back to Judge Me Not. It was written by Gary Posey. I believe it's pronounced Posey. It could be Posey. I said to myself, I should know this name. Well, Roses Are Red was done by several other groups, and it was not an original. But the flip side, Judge Me Not, was. and it was written by Gary Posey. And, well, he was in the class of 64 of Montgomery High School. But what I didn't realize when I found out more about him, in 1968, he took back his birth name, Sid Page, and he joined Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Dan Hicks, of course, being also from Montgomery High School. And then in 1973, he joined Sly and the Family Stone. In 1974, he joined Van Morrison. And he did a lot of studio recording in L.A. starting in 1978. And he's worked with Susie Boggess, Danny Elfman, Richard Elliott, Jerry Garcia, Mark Isham, James Newton Howard, Thomas Newman, Roy Orbison, Sam Phillips, Rod Stewart, John Tesh, Richard Thompson, and Suzanne Vega. Yes, and in 2013, he played some with McCartney, and then he said he promptly retired. So I got that from the Montgomery High School web pages. Yeah. So Gary Posey became Sid Page. I guess that was his original name. So they had a very famed musician who wrote the flip side of that record. All right. Now I need to move on to some other things. So we'll play some more garage band music, and hopefully I won't have to do too many more complicated things here. And we will start with a little version of Who Do You Love by a group called the Druids of Stonehenge.
Who do you love?
Maybe who do you love?
Maybe who do you love?
Maybe who do you love?
this dream fade like night moving shadow. They fake reality, but not for me. Lies for dreams drag my soul. That may be good for you, but not for me. So carry home your fears in pink paper boxes and let your soul survive.
Set we heard Who Do You Love by the Druids of Stonehenge, a garage psych band active in the 60s, reformed in 2017 for a while. This was on a release on Sundazed Records in 2008. And then we heard Now You Say We're Through by the Puddinheads, an LA band with Denny Reed on vocals on Catch Records, June 1964, and that was a B-side. Oftentimes the B-sides are better. And that last song was Poor Precious Dreams, the Jelly Bean Bandits, Newburgh, New York group, self-titled album on Mainstream Records, 1967. Cal's thanks North Coast Solar for their ongoing support. Scientists are telling us we need to run, not walk, to a climate change solution. North Coast Solar has been providing energy and cost-saving solar solutions for home or business that address this challenge since 1984. North Coast Solar works to help customers step up to the challenge of energy cost inflation and to secure a better future. And they support Way Out in the Garage.
Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in.
Hearts, Loving You by The Mergers, a band from Detroit area who released 145 before disappearing. And as the notes about this say, the A-side is a low-key, drifty, psych pop track with dual male and female vocals, pick guitar, and ancient organ. Very nice melody, even though the vocals are a bit out of tune. Yeah, on Cass Records, C-A-S-S, no relation or no connection to Mama Cass, but Cass Records 1967. Okay, well, here's some announcements for you. Are you looking for a new experience, a way to share your love of music? Then stay tuned. Coming up later this month, Cows will be kicking off our new Host with the Herd program. More details to come, but a $100 donation will make you eligible to join an experienced radio host live on air as a guest host. You'll have an hour to share music and let our listeners know why the music you selected is meaningful to you. And there's more. Stay tuned to Cows in the coming days for more detail. And one of those cool shows that we have is Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie takes you on a fascinating journey through the music of the 30s and 40s. Tune in on odd Sundays at 4 p.m. for the Swingin' 30s and 40s, a look back at the music of the golden age of jazz, swing, and big band. All you need is to sit back and enjoy the ride. That's right here on KOWS LP 92.5 FM Occidental, streaming to all the planet Earth at KOWSFM.com and click on the listen button. And how about one more public service announcement? Farm to Pantry has been nurturing the community of Sonoma County for over 16 years. Living in such a bountiful spot on earth, it is essential that we ensure all residents have access to the beautiful, locally grown produce available in our backyards and farms. Check out farmtopantry.org to learn more about the food justice programs, including child nutrition education and where you can get involved. Volunteer to connect with kind people and ask about their cool swag items. Farmtopantry.org is where that is. Okay, I think we should move on to some more of this great homemade style music that we find out here in the garage. And I'm going to play a song, share a song, pass on, play a song by request or by suggestion from my good music sharing buddy Terry, who also loves the garage style music. And he suggested this one by a group called the Orphans.
Your face that sets my heart on wild. Oh no, it's plain to see you are a lovely child. But when you're near to me, it's awfully plain to see that you bring out the animal in me. Oh, the animal in me. Time or place that I'm with you.
because we're talking about the animal in me, let's play something by the animals too. Alan Price combo, which became the Animals. From in the beginning, there was Early Animals, an EP featuring recordings made by the Graphic Sound Studio, Newcastle upon Tyne, in October 1963, and it was released later on as sort of a bootleg thing anyway. So that was early garage style Animals. And before that, the song that Terry shared with me, The Animal in Me by the Orphans, O-R-F-U-N-S, a Chula Vista, California band that had 145 on Shorebird Records in 1966. And this one actually came out more recently on some garage compilations, as they tend to do. And since we played something by the Early Animals, let's play something in honor of the passing of Bob Weir by the early Grateful Dead, even before they were called the Grateful Dead.
Thank you. That's not masculine intuition. It's the people in me.
Oh, well, go ahead and do masculine intuition.
No, let's go. People in me. One, two. One, two, three, four.
Some early work by some of our bands. We had Mindbender Confusion's Prince by the Grateful Dead when they were using the name Emergency Crew, which was just the name they used on the box of recordings made at Autumn Records with Leo DeGar Coca. Golden State Recorders. Autumn Records didn't use the songs, as far as I know. It was pre Grateful Dead. And then we heard a rehearsal version of The People in Me by The Music Machine from Rarities Volume 2, Early Mixes and Rehearsals. Sean Bonnewell's Dark LA Band, who gave us Talk Talk. All right, let's do one more current event community announcement, public service. On Saturday, January 31st at 5 p.m., join the Sebastopol World Friends at the Sister City Friendship Dinner, an annual tradition where the community gathers together to celebrate Sebastopol's sister cities, their cultures, and their work for world peace. Enjoy the delightful harmony of sushi from Japan and borscht from Ukraine. Cultural entertainment will feature a Ukrainian dance ensemble and a local Japanese group, Sonoma County Taiko, and food service from 5 p.m. with a program starting at 6 p.m. featuring presentations and cultural entertainment. Pre-registration is strongly encouraged. Visit SebastopolWF.org for registration and more information. That's SebastopolWF.org. Okay, well, we're running out of time to play music in the garage tonight, and so I guess we'll sneak one more song in, and then we'll have to say goodbye. was a song called Early in the Morning by Mike Rudd and a group called Chants, C-H-A-N-T-S, R&B. And that was a 60s garage band from Christchurch, New Zealand, not released until 1995 on Zero Records album, Chants R&B album, yes. And well, it's that time. We'd like to stay. It's time again to lock up the garage until February 11th. Ciao, folks.
This is KOWSLP in Occidental, community radio serving Santa Rosa and West Sonoma County, and always streaming worldwide at cowsfm.com. Free speech, noble.
Cows thanks Rick Shubb at locally owned and operated Shubb Capos. Shubb has been providing musicians around the world with industry